Good morning. Good morning. I'm Patricia Murphy, for those of you who I haven't met. And I'd like to welcome all of you on behalf of IBM Senior Management to our 2016 investor briefing. We've got a really full program planned for you today. We're going to go through most of the day. So I thought what I'd do is take a couple of minutes up front and set up the day for you so you know what to expect. Typically, I would start out with the agenda. But today, I'm going to provide a little bit of context because we have some changes in the business that I thought that we'd talk about up front before going into the agenda because it does, in fact, influence our agenda. Our first speaker is going to be Ginni Rometty. You all know Ginni. Ginni's IBM's chairman, president, and CEO, and she's going to talk about the transformation that IBM has been going through. And as a part of that transformation, there are some really significant actions that we've been taking over time, and those actions range from building internal capabilities to heavy levels of investment, acquisitions that you've seen, shifting resources, but also some changes to our management system and our organization. As you know, our segment reporting reflects the way that we manage our business. And so starting in 2016, we're going to have new reported segments, slightly different from what we had before, but really I think will give you a sense of where the company is moving to. So let me start with, on the left side of this, you're all familiar with our current reporting structure along the lines of hardware, software, and services, and that's still an important part of our business. But what's really happening is we are seeing software value shifting to new areas. And so, for example, our solution software, you all know the parts of our solution software, areas like analytics and security, and more recently, Watson and Watson Health and Watson IoT, those all form the core of our cognitive solutions business. You think about our integration software, that's product areas like WebSphere. We've embedded that within our cloud business, and I think it's going to be very clear to you over the course of the day why that makes a lot of sense and how important that integration software is to hybrid cloud. And our operating system software is more closely aligned with our systems hardware. Now, I don't expect you to absorb all of this right at this moment. Martin's going to spend a lot of time on this at the end of the day and provide financials associated with that. And clearly, all the presentations that you're going to hear over the course of the day, and as our business leaders get up, they're going to talk about their business in this context. And I think it's going to be very clear that this is really a good representation of where this company is moving to. The reason we're introducing it now is because really, as I said at the beginning, this drives our agenda for the day. So I thought it was important to provide some context up front. So, if you look at our agenda, as I said, we are spending most of the day here. This morning, we'll be here in the main tent. By the way, we have a much more detailed agenda. Hopefully, all of you have downloaded the digital app. We provided a link to an app to you last night. That contains not only the agenda, it's got all the presenters, it's got the bios, and then as we go through the day, all the presentations will be loaded to the app as each speaker concludes. But we'll be here until about 12:30 this morning, at 12:30 this afternoon. We're then going to go out and have a networking lunch. All of our executives will be participating in that. And hopefully you'll get a chance to also take some time with our innovation gallery. We'll be back here for a couple of hours in the afternoon. As I said, Martin Schroeder is going to wrap up the day, and he's really going to provide the financial context for everything that you're going to hear over the course of the day. And we'll close with a networking reception. We have nearly 30 IBM executives here in the first couple of rows. I have been doing this for a little while. This is the most number of executives, I think, that we've brought to one of these events. I want you to take the time to meet with them. Many of them are presenting, but a lot of them are here really just to spend some time with you informally, so please make sure that you take the time to meet with them. Now, I'm not going to read this, I promise, but our program today is, as always, focused on the long term. We're not here to talk about the current quarter. We're not here to talk about the current year, but we will make some forward-looking statements over the course of the year, over the course of the day. And there are risk factors associated with those statements, and information on our risk factors is included in our filings with the SEC as well as on our IBM website. We also have a number of non-GAAP measures that have been reconciled to the appropriate gap measures also in our filings and on our website. And so moving on from the slides with the very small font, a couple of other points before we get started. Our event is being webcast live today, actually videocast. A replay will be available by this time tomorrow. For those of you listening on the web or watching on the web, I should say, we will be providing the slides as each speaker gets up. And like I said, for those of you here in the audience, we're going to post the presentations after each speaker concludes onto the into the event app. And so with that, I'm very, very pleased to introduce Ginny Rometty. As I said, you all know Ginny. Ginny is IBM's Chairman, President, and CEO. She is not only our first speaker, but also our host for the day.